Hygiene and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
I have five reasons that you might be, the five reasons for why you might be losing your hair. Five reasons. Where did this come from? Where did this topic come from? Well, it's awesome. I love being a physician. I love what I do. I really like the teaching part of it. There is a downside to being a doctor. Almost every conversation I have with anybody, family, friends, whatever, there's usually some question about medicine in there somewhere. And I was speaking with a friend of mine, and she's losing her hair a little bit. And I shared with her some of the things that we've looked at the Life Extension Foundation for why we lose our hair. I mean, you know, I really believe that in order for us to treat appropriately age-related disorders, things like baldness, joint problems, cardiovascular, whatever, we really got to get to the underlying pathology, right? Conventional medicine is really good at putting Band-Aids, but not really getting down to why these things are happening. So I shared with her five reasons why she might be losing her hair. And this comes from some research that Malin Paz, who is one of my writers for Healthy Talk. She also does some writing for the Life Extension Foundation. She's a nurse. And she did this research and published it in the Life Extension blog. And if you want to check it out, you can go to blog.lifeextension.com for the full review that she did. So here's the five reasons that I shared with my friend. And maybe you fall in, you know, somewhere in one of these reasons why you might be losing your hair. And then I'm going to introduce you to something that you may have never heard of for treating hair loss. Okay, so first let's talk about the five reasons for losing your hair. Number one, medical reasons. We forget that sometimes. As a matter of fact, I think if you go into your doctor's office and you're concerned about hair loss, one of the first things your doctor should do is review with you your past medical history, what your current symptoms are. Definitely do some lab work. We know that things like menopause, not that that's a medical condition, that's just part of life, but I'm listing it in this category as medical reasons. Hypothyroidism, polycystic ovarian disease, a lot of the autoimmune disorders like lupus and rheumatoid arthritis and psoriasis can cause hair loss. So it's important that we check those off the list, right? Especially if the hair loss is quick, you know, all of a sudden over the last couple of weeks, maybe last month, you're just noticing clumps of hair falling all over the place. You got to rule out those medical reasons for that. So that's number one. Don't forget about medications. You know, a lot of the conventional chemical prescriptions that doctors write today, they're strong drugs and they cause all kinds of side effects, as we know, and for things like birth control pills, anti-ulcer drugs, antidepressants, anti-convulsants, even some of the blood pressure medications like beta blockers, all of those have been shown to cause hair loss. So that needs to be checked off the list too. So again, especially in the context of acute hair loss, so make sure you're knocking out those medical reasons, hypothyroidism, polycystic ovarian disease, and then you're moving into, okay, am I taking any of these medications? Prilosec, Atenolol, which is a beta blocker, Prozac, those kind of things. Those are very common drugs that are used all over the place today, really overused, and they can cause hair loss. So that's the first two reasons, medical and medication. Now, the third category is about mistreating our hair. I was told once a long time ago, now my hair is hard to cut. I keep it short, but I have, you know, where the hair grows in the back of your head, most of us have one or two spots that the hair grows from, and it makes it easier to cut, especially if you want it cut short. Well, mine grows from like 10 spots back there, and if you cut it short, it just sticks out. I look like a porcupine. And so I've always gone to a very skilled stylist who knows how to work with those areas of hair growth and in the back of my scalp and stuff. And I remember a long time ago, one of my stylists said that that I should take a break. I should alternate like shampoos and conditioners and stuff. And that can really help the hair. And I never heard that before. I don't practice that enough, but this also came out in Malin Paz's research here for the Life Extension blog, that maybe taking a break from your usual hair care routine and switching things up can be helpful. Tight ponytails. That's not really good for the hair. Combing your hair when wet. Very interesting. That tends to pull it out a little bit more, applying harsh styling products, excessive heat, right? You know, blow drying your hair on that high setting, probably not the best thing to do. Obviously, I think most people realize, you know, relaxing, straightening, perming, coloring, all that kind of stuff is also pretty hard on your hair. So you want to take it easy. It's not that you can't do those things. It just needs to be maybe not quite as often as we're doing them. So think about your own hair care routine. Change it up a little bit and watch those harsher things. That was number three. Number four, your hormones. Yeah. You know, we know, and I think most people are familiar with the fact that male pattern baldness is from a hormone, a type of testosterone called DHT, dihydrotestosterone, very potent form of testosterone. So what happens in men and women, testosterone will convert to DHT. So we lose testosterone, we build this DHT up. And for men, that causes a lot of the prostate issues, it causes a lot of the balding issues. But the same thing can happen in women. You know, we call it male pattern baldness, but it does happen in females as well. So obviously checking hormones is going to be important. And then, you know, hair is really sensitive to your overall nutrition state. Basic vitamins and minerals, hair, nails, and skin respond incredibly well to a high-quality multivitamin. Biotin, minerals like magnesium, manganese, silicone, biotin, very important for healthy hair. So we got medical reasons, medications, mistreating your hair, hormones, and poor nutrition. Probably the five leading reasons why we see hair loss. So blood tests that might be helpful. If you rule out the medications, rule out the diseases, we want to make sure that we're looking at, you know, a basic chemistry panel for men and women, CBC profile, make sure you don't have iron deficiency, check your thyroid. Maybe look for something called an anti-nuclear antibody, ANA, which might test for autoimmune disorders. Women, because of menopause, might want to look at prolactin. You know, and just a good hormone panel for men and women, looking at testosterone, DHEA, estrogens, all of that should be included. So I think that's a good place to start. What I want to share with you, though, is something that's really interesting that can help with hair loss, and that's vitamin E. I don't think we think of vitamin E as a hair loss treatment. There are some more traditional ones like saw palmetto, is very classic, which keeps the DHT levels down. But there was a research study published in 2010 in the journal Tropical Life Science Research, and they found that when half of the volunteers in this study were given a form of vitamin E called tocotrienol, which is a form of vitamin E, they were able to improve the number of hairs by 34.5%. So you're talking about almost a 35% increase in hair growth with vitamin E. Did you think about the specific form, tocotrienol? So go check that out. You can read more about it at lifeextension.com. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.